Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, you mentioned Russell Westbrook's performance last night. It was historic.
Yep.
20, 21, and 20.
Yes.
And Wilt Chamberlain did it in February of 1968 in a game against
the
Pistons, in which he went 22, 25, and 21 in a victory.
Yep.
So
it
was
unbelievable when you think about it.
Oh, my God. I mean, the history of this sport. Now, and I don't mean this as a knock on Westbrook, because I still think he's a tremendous player, and I think it's tough to fake a 20-20-20 game. He does and has in the past chased these stats late in the game.
Yes. No, I agree with that.
Right, that
I would agree. I doubt Wilt was chasing stats.
Well, that I disagree with, because
of the 100-point game.
Yeah, they fouled on purpose.
The 100-point game he did.
That was a joke.
No, he did then, but I don't know if he did in the triple-double
game. Okay, you know what? I'll take that back. You're right. And maybe
he definitely, in the 100-point game, he was looking for 100 points.
One of the big fraud moments in sports history.
Yeah, he was looking for 100. I agree with
those that. Those antics happened in 2018. Oh, my God. It would never be accepted. Every talk show, every TV show, be a national scandal.
It would actually be easier to score 100 now because you got the three-point shot.
It is, sure. But they were fouling on purpose to get the ball back.
I know they were.
I know. I know you know, but I think that story's become so legendary that it's not addressed. That game, while an incredible accomplishment, guy scored 100 points.
Which was actually in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. There was a lot of fraud aspects to it. But no, a great performance by Russ. And what makes it, I think, even more impressive is these games are big for Oklahoma City. They're tied with the Spurs for the eighth spot. And I think after last night, it's obvious that the Warriors are going to get the number one seed in the Western Conference. And you want to avoid them. You don't want to be in that 1-8 matchup against Golden State. You'd rather take your shot at Denver. And right now, they're in a flat-footed tie with the San Antonio Spurs. Thunder have not played all that well. So it was a big performance on many levels for Russell Westbrook last night. Good for him as he continues to have a tremendous Hall of Fame career. Let's be honest.
And now we're going to go to Russell Wilson now.
If you want.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. So what's the deadline that he set on the contract?
He said he wants a contract by April 15th. Not because of tax day, but I think league activities begin the next day. The OTAs begin. And why this is complicated is that Russell Wilson has said he wants to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers makes $33.5 million a year. He got the $134 million deal. Russell Wilson is a guy, if I'm the Seahawks, I am moving heaven and hell to keep him.
You got
to
keep him.
If you don't give him what he wants, right? You say, look, we can't give you that. As great as you are, you've never missed a game. You've had a winning year of your career. You're fantastic. You're in the prime of your career.
Two Super Bowls, one championship.
Yeah. I mean,
Should have been two. That's on the coach.
No question. It's not on him. We know that. But if they don't give it to him, he actually does have the power to eventually force his way out because of the franchise tag. This year, he's due to make a cap hit of $25.5 million. All right, maybe they'll live with it if they don't work out a new deal. He's a free agent at the end of the year. If they don't work out a contract, they could franchise him, exclusive franchise tag. The cap hit would be $31 million. Now, maybe Seattle says, we'll deal with it.
Right,
it's Russell Wilson.
Right.
The following year, again, no contract, the franchise tag jumps to $37 million. Maybe again, they say, all right, you know what, we'll deal with it. In 2022, when Russell Wilson will be 33 years old, prime of his career, let's face it, Joe, for a quarterback, it's not like he's 40, right? The cap hit on a franchise tag would be $53 million.
Wow.
If Russell Wilson, and I kind of think he does, says, look, I'm going to stay healthy and I'm great. I am not signing a damn contract until you give me everything that I want because, hey, I'll play on these franchise tags. What the hell?
Right, why not?
I believe in myself.
For sure.
And
it's not like he's playing for nothing either on his franchise
tag.
Dude,
he's playing for more than he would
get.
That's
what I said, of course.
It's just he doesn't have the security
of
what if something happens.
Right.
Eventually, Seattle's going to say, we can't do it anymore. And eventually, he'll get to free agency. And imagine this, Joe. We saw the hoopla for Kirk Cousins. Can you imagine the hoopla?
It'd be a frenzy.
Oh, my.
It'd be a frenzy.
It'd be insane.
For Russell Wilson? Please.
So,
Kirk Cousins is not even in the same stratosphere as Russell Wilson.
He couldn't go home and fantasizing about being Russell Wilson.
Right.
So, This may take a while. So for anybody who wants a quarterback, you're a Dolphin fan, you're a Giant fan, whoever you are.
Right.
This process of Russell Wilson being freed may take a while, but there's a roadmap to him being freed, to him saying, look, I'll keep playing on that franchise tag. Eventually the franchise tag will become unsustainable. But it may not happen until 2022, which is three seasons from now. Now, Seattle could say, what do you want to do with this? Let's just trade him. Problem is, Joe, if they do that, how the hell do you replace Russell Wilson?
You can't trade Russell Wilson. Come on.
I agree with you.
I mean, they'd be crazy to do that.
No, I think they've got to.
You got to pay him.
They got to pay him.
That's it. It comes down to that. You got to pay him. You got a franchise quarterback in the prime of his career. He is the Seattle Seahawks right now. I mean, all the other things that surrounded their two years in a row in the Super Bowl are gone. The Legion of Boom is gone. Everything else is gone.
And they won 10 games.
Marshawn Lynch is gone. Right. And they still made the playoffs. And they don't have an offensive line anymore. And they still make the playoffs because of why? Russell Wilson.
Last year, at the age of 30, in a year in which most people looked at Seattle and said, ah, they're a 6-win team. That was the expectation coming in. He threw the most touchdown passes in his career, and he threw the fewest interceptions in his career.
Unbelievable.
And he won 10 games.
And he made the playoffs.
Yeah, and he won 10 games. That's what Russell Wilson did. So, yeah, if I'm a Seahawk fan right now, I'd be screaming and yelling.
Screaming.
Just give him what he wants.
Absolutely.
I know he may not be Aaron Rodgers, per se, but then give him Aaron Rodgers' contract.
Yeah.
What can you do? Because I also don't think you want this living over you for the next 3 years.
Sure.
Because, sure, as an NFL team, you can continue to franchise tag him. Eventually, you can't give him $53 million. Imagine that $53 million.
No, you can't. In a franchise tag? No, since that's half the cap.
So my guess is going to be eventually they're just going to give him what he wants. Now, if Russell Wilson wants out of Seattle, well, then he's got his avenue. He could just say, I want out, and I'm going to play on the tag until I get the heck out of here. I don't know why he would want out. Now, I don't buy the rumors, well, his wife wants to live here or live there. I don't think that's it. I think Russell Wilson wants to get the contract he believes he deserves. And right now, he's got the leverage to say, if you don't,
I'm gone.
Comfortable living on this franchise tag until you can't afford it. And when you can't afford it, I go to the highest bidder. And that will be insane.
Mm-hmm.
Because we saw the frenzy for Kirk Cousins.
Yep.
And Kirk Cousins was a good quarterback.
Yeah, he's not Russell Wilson.
No, I mean, think about this with Russell Wilson. And he is a great story. He's drafted in the third round and was third on their depth chart that year.
Yeah.
They had, I'm trying to remember, Tavares Jackson, and didn't they sign Flynn?
They did, Matt Flynn. Green Bay. He was going to be the starter.
He was going to be the starter. And Russell Wilson just outplayed everybody,
he did.
Won the job, and has never missed a game since.
How about that?
He's played every single game since the 2012 season. He is what he is. He's one of the best in the game. And so it's good to be him right now.
Yep.
Because he can,
he's
got the leverage, man.
Hey, he is the Seattle Seahawks, let's be honest.
No doubt. If you're a Giant fan, though, I wouldn't fantasize about it too much because of what I said. It's such a long process to get to the moment where Seattle would say, all right, we're going to let him go.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because
conceivably, they can keep, obviously, this year he's under contract. Next year, the franchise tag they could live with, even the year after that. It's really three full years where Seattle could live with Russell Wilson on one-year deals. Where it becomes unsustainable is 2022. And trust me, if you're a fan base without a quarterback right now, you better hope you have one before 2022 comes around.
Yeah, well.
Now, the last thing you want to be doing is in the wilderness.
That's another 3 years, really. 4 years.
Yeah, it's three NFL seasons.
Right.
It's a while from now.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.